Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together. I got joy in my soul. God is in control.
Once again, tune in to Are You, it's personal. Are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr. And we do come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 until 9 o'clock p.m. from this great city of Copper Woods, Michigan. On tonight, we have none other than Overseer Joseph E. Jackson from Washington, D.C. He will be delivering God's word very shortly. So I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready to follow along with this awesome man of God. Again, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C. will be sharing God's word with us on tonight. After he concludes tonight's message, I will be opening up the phone line for those of you that dialed in. If you want to give him words of encouragement, or if you may have a question pertaining to tonight's message, you would have an opportunity to speak to him following the message on tonight. We're getting ready to go into prayer as we always do. I'm asking all listeners, if you would please keep in prayer our sister in Christ, my pastor's oldest sister, her husband, Sister Ollie Bryant. Her husband's homegoing service was today at the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, where our pastor and shepherd is none other than Mark C. Holloway. Her husband made his heavenly transition last week, and we celebrated his homegoing service this morning. So we want to keep Sister Ollie Bryant and the Bryant family, not only that family, but all those that have lost loved ones. Even I think his name is Matt Valti over in Russia, the American that they had captured, and he was killed the other day over in Russia. We want to keep his family in prayer as well. Not only those family, but anyone that we know of or even don't know of that has lost loved ones, we want to keep them lifted up in prayer on tonight. We want to continue to pray for those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. We serve an awesome God. He's omnipresent, meaning he's everywhere at the same time. So we don't have to send him anywhere. We're just going to call on the name of Jesus as sisters and brothers in Christ on one accord on tonight, as we always do. Please pray with me. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again on tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. You're so worthy of our praise. We thank you, and we bless your name because you're worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth, and we thank you that you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. We thank you for being a faithful promise keeper. You're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people that are being faithful doers of your word, not just hearers only, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson and his entire family, and every saved believer that are being doers of your word all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth would not be in vain. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We come thanking you right now for your grace, your mercy, even your sufficient grace that you extend to us that we don't deserve. We thank you for them in the name of Jesus. Have your way on tonight, Heavenly Father. We come lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. We continue to lift up all those that are bereaved. We know that you know where they are. You know how to reach down and you know how to touch their hearts. So we ask that you would comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved all over the land right now in the name of Jesus. Touch, heal, and deliver and strengthen those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies all over the land. We continue to pray for those that are homeless, the less fortunate, and all those we are duty-bound to pray for. We also continue to pray for our sisters and brothers over in Jerusalem and Israel. You said we are to pray for the peace and the prosperity of Jerusalem and Israel. So we lift them up right now to you that your will be done in the name of Jesus. Continue to have your way through this worldwide platform on tonight, Heavenly Father, as you always do. Have your way that you be glorified is our prayer in the name of Jesus. We thank you for every listener that faithfully dials in to this worldwide ministry platform, those that are listening in through social media platforms around the world, even those that are incarcerated behind prison bars that has an opportunity to tune in through the website and be blessed by your word. Continue to have your way that souls will continue to be saved, backsliders will continue to come back to the fold, and that those that are in the body of Christ will continue to be built and strengthened and edified through this worldwide ministry is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Once again, I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready to follow along with none other than Overseer Joseph E. Jackson as he gets ready to come forth and share another word from the Lord with us. Before he do that, and before I bring forth the music break, I do want to let you all know that God has opened a lot of new doors for me. So in a couple of, for the next few weeks and the next few months, our Thursday night shows will be most likely be done in the afternoon between 2 and 3 o'clock p.m. again for the next couple of months. I know until the end of June because I have a lot of rehearsals that I'm involved in and I have to be there. And a lot of them are taking place at night normally when my show is airing at 8 o'clock p.m. So for the next few months, we're going to have a lot of shows that's going to be done on Thursdays between 2 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But for now, we will continue to have our broadcast on Saturday nights from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. So please mark your calendars, and then you want to listen in so that you will know in advance what time you will be able to tune in on Thursdays to be blessed by God's word over this worldwide ministry. This is a ministry. It's not a show. It's a ministry that God has been glorified through. So right now, we're going to go to our music break. And because of the world situation, we want to continue to pray that God will have his way in us. And we know that the word of God says that once we are saved in Jesus' name, that nothing and no one can pluck us out of his hands. Oh, what a powerful promise from the Lord. So we get ready to go to our music break tonight, and we're going to pray, Cover Me, Lord. And following this song, we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to none other than Overseer Joseph E. Jackson.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy cover me, Lord, with thy presence. Oh, cover me, with thy breath. Cover me, Lord, with thy
to know that we are covered by the blood of Jesus, and the blood of Jesus still works, and it will never lose its power. What a mighty God we serve. Listen, I forgot to mention on tonight, before we go any further, please mark your calendars. There will not be a program on this Thursday or this coming Saturday night. God has opened the door for me to be in Dallas, Texas, to do a live recording in Dallas, Texas, on this Thursday. We will be leaving out of flying out of Detroit to Dallas, Texas, and then we'll be returning back, Lord be willing, on Monday, the 26th of February. So Thursday and Saturday of next week, we will not be on the air. So please mark your calendars accordingly. I pray that, again, if you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready to follow along with Overseer Jackson. Overseer Jackson, I am opening up your phone lines right now. Your line is open. So once again, listeners, once Overseer Jackson has completed tonight's message, I will be opening up the rest of the phone line for those of you that have dialed in. If you have a question for him, or if you just want to give a voice of encouragement, you would have an opportunity to do so following the message on tonight. Overseer Jackson, I now yield the mic to you.
Thank you. Excuse me. Thank you, James. We certainly honor the Lord tonight for this open door, this opportunity just to be with the saints of God one more time. We're grateful, and we just thank him for what he has done and for what he is doing. The songwriter said, "I will bless the Lord." Songwriter said, "I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth." This is going to be an unusual message tonight because it's going to be like a testimony plus a message. I discovered something, and I'll talk to you about it in just a minute. Father, we thank you. We praise and we honor and we magnify and glorify your name. We bless you for all that you've done and for all that you are to us. There is nobody like you, and God, we've come to say thank you for the many blessings you've bestowed upon us, for the doors you've opened, for the doors you've closed. for our life, our health, and our strength. We're saying to you right now, God, look on us with compassion. I heard the song that James just played, Cover Me. We play it every Sunday. Cover us in this time, Father. We live in perilous times. Danger is everywhere. But God, we ask you to let the angels of God take charge over our lives, protect us and keep us. We thank you that you've already done so, and we bless you that God, we can look to you in these dark times for help. And we're asking you now in the name of Jesus to strengthen us. Strengthen us for the days coming. Strengthen us, God, that we might be the witness that you need to have in this present time. Folks are dying, God, and people need to know that there is another way out. Help them now before they go into a Christless grave. Help them. Then you got to look on the saints. You said in the last days that the love of many would grow cold. God, I've seen so many that once walked with us turn away from you. Oh, God, I've seen them go back into the world like Demas did with Paul. But, God, I'm saying now, you said you were married to the backslider. My God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to go after them. Spirit of the living God, you said that no man would come to you except the Spirit drew them. Now, God, go get them. Go get them. Go get them. Be like the prodigal father that waited for his son to come back home. God, look on them and draw them back in the name of Jesus. And lastly, God, I want you to look on our children, God. Our children have lost their minds. Many of them don't even have a consciousness of who you are. They don't care about you. They don't even care about life. They'll take a life in a moment, God, without even thinking about it or flinching. It doesn't bother them. But, God, I'm asking you to go after them now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, they weren't raised like we were. They weren't raised like we were. We were dragged to church. But, God, we ask you to look on them. Do something. Send the revival through this nation.
Yes.
This nation is in trouble. We've got an election coming up, God, and we need your help. Don't sell us into the hands of a fool, God. Don't sell us into the hands of a fool. Don't do it. Please don't do it. Help us in the name of Jesus, God. Help us. We need help. We need help. We need help, God. We need help. And we're asking you to be with us now, please. Now, God, help me to deliver this. I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing, but God, help me to deliver this.
Help
in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and
amen.
I want to say I've learned today that the Holy Ghost will lead you and guide you in all truth.
Yes,
I've
Lord.
Often heard it preached and I've often heard it said, but I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Holy Ghost will lead you and guide you in all truth. How do I know? Because of what he did for me today. How do I know? Because of what he did for me today. Let me read the scripture, and then I'll go through it. But the message is going to be simply this. You've got to learn how to activate the blessing. You've got to learn how to activate the blessing. You've got to learn how to activate the blessing. That's the most important thing that I want to deal with tonight. And we're going to look at Luke, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 8. Luke, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 8. You remember Luke. He was the physician who looked after Paul. And he was the one that wrote the book of Luke, and he wrote the book of Acts. He wrote it to a friend of his by the name of Theophilus. He wanted Theophilus to know how things came into being. And then when he wrote the book of Acts, he wanted Theophilus to know what the Holy Ghost did in the lives of the apostles. And that record has come down to us. And we, if we read it, we can be blessed by it.
Yes,
and so Luke picked up his pen. Luke picked up his pen and began to write. In the 5th chapter, he said, one day Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. The people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats. They were left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon or Peter, and asked him, Peter, put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into the deep water and let down the nets for a catch. Simon looked at him and answered him and said, Master, we worked hard all night long and haven't caught anything. But I want you now to remember this one part of the scripture, because that's where I'm coming from. But because you say so, I will let down the nets. Let me read that again. But because you say so, I will let down the nets. Because you said so, I'm going to do it. I've done everything that I know how to do, and I haven't caught a thing. But because you said do it, I'm going to do it. And they went, when they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the boat, the other boat, to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they almost began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, go away from me. Go away from me, Lord. I'm a sinful man. For he had all his companions, he and all of his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, don't be afraid. From now on, you will be fishers of men. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading of his word. I'm a storyteller, and I love the stories that I read. Most of the time I find them in the Old Testament. But this time, as I was reading one morning, the Lord said, go to Luke. And as I began to go to Luke, he said, go to the fifth chapter. And I began to read. I said, I read that. He said, read it again. And many times when you read something the second, third, or fourth time, you'll find something there that you didn't see the first time.
That's right.
And so this time I saw something that stuck out in my mind. It said, but at your word, I'll do as you ask me at your word. And that's a pivotal thing. That's why I'm saying you've got to learn how to activate your blessing. Before I can go any further, I have to tell you why this message came. This message means so much to me tonight, simply because the Bible said that those of us who deliver messages have to be the first partakers of the message. And this afternoon, because of so many things that had happened to me in the past month, I had what I call my Job experience. You'll have to forgive me because I might get a little emotional here, but I had a Job experience. It wasn't as bad as Job, but it was enough to affect me in a manner in which I felt myself wanting to talk to God and ask him why. Have you ever been to a place where things happen to you and you just want to know why?
I give my tithes,
I pay my offerings, I go to church, I live the best I can. Why am I going through this now?
It seems as though
as soon as I get out of one issue, here comes something else. Or I'm in the issue waiting to get out, and as soon as I get out, I may just have a little time to rest before I enter into another test. What is the issue, God? Why am I going through this? There's some things that happen that God will let happen to bring you to his throne. There's some things that only he can do to make you come to him and talk to him in a serious manner. That's why when you ask God to fix it, let him fix it, because he knows how to deal with the issue. He knows how to do what he has to do in order to fix it the right way the first time. But he'll allow some things to come upon you. You know what happened to Job? And one day he lost everything. Lost his children. He lost his he lost his livelihood. He lost everything in just a matter of time because God boasted on him. He lost everything because he allowed the enemy to take that fence down from around him and do something. But Job didn't have the patience that many of us often give to him. Because there came a point when he said, I know my three friends have come to sit with me and to mourn with me because of what's happening, but they're telling me that I did something wrong, and I know I didn't do anything wrong to deserve all of this. Somebody said, the reason why you're going through is because you messed up somewhere, and God is paying you back. But that's not always the case.
That's right now.
He allowed the enemy to come against him, and Job didn't know the conversation. Many times when you get ready to go through something, what did the Bible say in Jeremiah 29? He said, I know my thoughts towards you. They're not of evil, but they're of good. He said, you call upon me, and I'll answer you. And then he turned around and said, and I'm going to bring you to an expected end. But he didn't tell you how you were going to get to the end.
Right.
He didn't tell you all of the trials. He didn't tell you about all of the tribulations. He didn't tell you about the heartaches. He didn't tell you about the pain you might have to bear. But you got to deal with it in order to get to the other end. And I was in my Job experience. I had lost a good friend that I'd had for over 40 years. We had prayed for her deliverance, and God, he delivered her because he took her away. Well, that's not the way I looked for it to be done. I had paid, my car came to a position where I had to buy a new extended warranty, and it cost me $9,000 for the warranty, and I paid it because they made a whole lot of promises. But when my car went down, and I took it to the shop, to the dealership. So I don't take it nowhere else. I took it to the dealership. And my insurance wouldn't pay for it. And then my extended warranty wouldn't pay for it.
Oh,
and the bill came up to $5,000. And I told God, if I had just kept the money, I could have just paid for it outright. Now I'm out $9,000. I got to put $6,000. What's going on? And then the Lord said to me through the Spirit, I told you in all your ways, acknowledge me, and I will direct your path. Did you acknowledge me before you did all of that? And then I went through some other circumstances that I was going through with family and other issues, and I said, enough is enough, God, enough. Is enough. Enough is enough. And I got ready to go to him in prayer, but I was going with the wrong attitude.
Lord, have mercy.
And before I got into prayer to talk to him, the Spirit of God arrested my thoughts. And he said, wait a minute. You're going before a holy God. You better check yourself.
Yes.
I know you're upset, but you better learn how to check yourself. Do you know who you're getting ready to talk to?
Lord,
he's a God that has ears. He's a God that has hands. He can do whatever. He speaks and things are done. Do you know who you're talking to? You better go to him with a humble spirit. I know you're hurt, but you better go to him with a humble spirit. Change your attitude.
Yes, sir.
He told you that I'd give you what to say. Don't practice anything. He knows your spirit. He knows your heart. He knows what you want to say anyhow. But come to him with the right spirit. What did he say? Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. You don't come before God in any kind of way. You better check your attitude.
I know that's right.
You said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise will continually be mine. Well, bless him, even in the midst of your madness. Bless him. You better learn to do like one of the old popular singers used to sing. I believe it was Minnie Riperton said, you better go back and check yourself. Go back and check yourself. Go back and remember what he has done for you in the past. You came up in an era when things were happening and God protected and kept you while many of your friends died and went on. Think about how he walked with you and blessed you and how he kept you in the midst of trials and tribulations. Think about what he's done for you. And then do like one of the 10 lepers. You better run to him and tell him thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for all you've done in the midst of your madness. You better learn how to tell him thank you. Then go to him and let him know what's on your heart. And when I heard the Spirit, I went to God and said, Lord, forgive me, but I'm hurting. And I don't know how to deal with this. Don't know how to deal with this. And that's when the message came forward tonight where he said, son, you've been talking to me about your eye condition. You've been talking to me about some other conditions. You've been talking about the things that are hurting you. But I want you to understand, I know what you're going through. Now, if you want to get what you want, didn't I ask you to ask me for a hard thing? Didn't I say that there's nothing too hard for me to deal with? So how do you get what you want? You got to learn how to activate your faith to get the blessing. I said, God, what do you say? He said, activate your faith to get the blessing. I told you that if you had the faith, the size of the grain of mustard seed, I told you that you could do impossible things. If you exercise your faith. Didn't I tell you that without faith it was impossible to please me? You've got to learn how to exercise your faith in the midst of a trial, in the midst of a tribulation, in the midst of a heartache. Exercise your faith if you want to get to the blessing. And then I heard him say, look at Peter. Look at Peter. I met Peter one day while I was getting ready to speak to a crowd. Peter was on the seashore. They were mending their nets, and I didn't even greet Peter. I just stepped on board his boat. And then I looked at him and said, I need to talk to the people. Peter didn't know me. He knew of me because his brother Andrew had told him about me. And so he did what I asked him to do. He pushed the boat out a little way so that I could talk. My voice was amplified by the wind and the waves that amplified my voice to the crowd. I didn't need a microphone, but I was able to utilize the elements to do what I had to do. And when I finished conversing with them, I looked at Peter and said, I need you to do something. I've got a blessing for you. I've got the expected end that you don't know about just yet, Peter. I need you to launch out into the deep. I need you to leave your place of comfort. I need you to leave your place of safety. I need you to leave the place that you feel comfortable in. And I need you to strike out, Peter, because in the deep is your blessing, but you can't get the blessing until you exercise and access your faith.
Oh, yes.
The minute you do this, it's like the old Chinese proverb said that you can't get to the end of your journey until you take the first step. And the first step for Christians is exercising your faith after your belief in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Peter said, Lord, let me tell you something. Now, you's a preacher, man. You don't know the first thing about fishing. Let me explain to you the way fish operate. They come out at night. They don't come out during the day. That's why fishermen take the boats and they go out at night, because that's when fish gather in particular spots, and that's when the best time to catch fish. Now, don't no fish that we need, the type of fish that we need, going to come in the middle of the day, that you just wasting your time and mine. But at your word, I'm going to do what you asked me to do. And that's why it's important, saints, for you to know the word of God. How can you activate faith if you have no word? If you don't study the word, if you don't meditate upon the word, how are you going to activate faith? How is faith going to come alive if you don't look and see what God did for other people and recognize that he said he was no respecter of persons? If he opened doors and avenues for others, he can do the same thing for you. Activate your faith. And so Peter activated faith and pushed out into the deep. He left his realm of comfort. I know what's on, I know what I normally do, but I'm going to leave here and I'm going to do what you say do. Trusting you, even though I can't trace you. And he pushed out, and Jesus looked at him and said, throw your nets over. And he threw the net over, and within a matter of minutes, he felt a tug on the net. And when he went to pull the net, he could hardly pull it up because hundreds of fish had gathered into the net. And when he began to pull it, he couldn't pull it. And he called to his friends, y'all come and help me. And they began to pull his net in, and then they threw their nets over, and the same thing happened. And as they began to put the catch into the boat, the Bible said they had so much that it almost sank the boat because they activated their faith. And God is saying the same thing to you. I got a blessing on the other side. But you got to activate the faith in order to get it. You got to step out into the unknown to get it. You got to leave the realm of comfort to go get it. I told you that when I called you, that I needed you to do certain things, but I didn't tell you how you were going to do it all the time. I didn't tell you everything that you would face. I didn't tell you all the hardships that you would entail. I didn't tell you that you would shed some tears. I didn't tell you that friends wouldn't stab you in your back. I didn't tell you that you weren't going to go through hardships and trials. I didn't tell you all of that, but it had to happen, and you have to remember that I told you all things work together for good for them that love God and who are called according to my purpose. I told you that no matter what happened, it was for your good. Now rest on that promise. Activate your faith. You got to take the first step. Moses would have never gone back to Egypt had he not done what God told him to do. Moses, go back to Pharaoh and tell my people, Pharaoh, let my people go. Moses could have turned around and said, he did tell him. He said, listen, I can't talk. I got a speech impediment. And I'm an accused murderer. I can't go back there. If he had said all of that, and he did say it, and turned around and said, I don't know how to go into Pharaoh's presence, what's going to happen to me? The story would have been another way had he decided not to do it. But he activated his faith, and he took that first step back to Egypt. And when he got there, look at what God allowed him to do. God did the impossible. He used him to come against the gods of Egypt. He used him to take Pharaoh down, and he used him to bring his people out. And then when they got in a situation where Pharaoh was coming back against them, what did God tell Moses to do? Lift up your stick over the waters, Moses. If Moses had not acted upon his faith, they would have been captured and taken back. But when he activated his faith, the Bible said the winds blew and blew the sea into a position where it backed up on the left and backed up on the right, and the soft earth became hard, and they were able to walk through and get to the other side. And when their enemies started coming in against them, what did Moses do? God said, lift up the stick, Moses. And Moses lifted up the stick by faith. And the Bible says that God, Moses said, the people that you see, will you see your enemy, you'll see no more, because he activated his faith. God is saying to you tonight, activate your faith. What do you need from me? What do you need? Can you trust me? What do you need? Can you trust me? What do you need? You've got to learn how to activate your faith. What do you need? What do you need? Things are going to, we're living in perilous times. We're living in times now like I've never seen before. I've never seen things like this. And James played a song, Cover Me. That's my thing. But he has another song that says, Hide Me. You might want to Google that. And it says, Hide Me. And in it says, Hide me even from me if necessary, but hide me. When I don't want to do right, God, hide me. When I want to go another way, hide me. Help me to access my faith so that I can do what I need to do and do what you call me to do and be effective. Lastly, Joshua would have never gotten into Jericho if he hadn't taken the first step. What did God tell him to do? Y'all march around this walls 6 times, once a day for 6 days. And on the 7th day, you march around 7 times and don't say a word. Can you imagine, had there been a bunch of black folk, how we could not have done that? You gonna tell me to march around a wall for 6 days and not say nothing? You know that's not in our spirit. Somebody would have told me, what are we doing this for? Well, what's the purpose of this? My feet hurt. Do you know how tired I am? And ain't nothing happening. You got me walking all this. Are you crazy? Did I come this far just to walk around the wall? What's going to happen when we walk around? And then you talking about on this. Then you talking about on the next last day, we got to walk around this wall 7 times. Do you know how long that is? My back hurts. And then you want me to holler? And so what's going to happen if we holler? You know, good and well, we couldn't have kept our mouths shut. But they exercised their faith and did as God told them to do. And when they did, God blessed them. The walls came down. And your walls can come down too. Whatever it is, God has a blessing for you. But you will not get that blessing unless you learn how to activate your faith and go after it. Whatever wall is up against your blessing, you've got to learn to let God tear it down. God will do it. You don't have to. Just do what he told you to do. Activate your faith. Father, we thank you. We praise and magnify. I don't need to go any further. They got the message. They know where we're coming from. God, help them now to do what they need to do. Somebody needs a word of encouragement. I hope that was what they needed tonight. They needed to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that all they got to do is activate the faith. Step out on the word of God. If God promised, he can bring it to pass. And because he promised, I'm going to step out on the faith. I'm not sitting in the premise, but I'm standing on the promise. And because I'm standing on the promise, I'm going to step out on it and watch him do for me what needs to be done. God, help them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank you. I'm through, James.
Amen.
I'm through.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Listen, I forgot to give you all the spiritual food for thought for tonight. I'm going to give it to you right now because it ties in with tonight's message. I love how God works. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, God responds to us by our faith. Again, this is food for thought tonight, which I did not give to you all earlier. I normally give it to you all before the word comes forth. But tonight's spiritual food for thought, God responds to us I'm talking about believers in Jesus Christ, those that are saved in Jesus' name. God responds to us by our faith. Listen, I am getting ready to open up the phone lines. Overseer Jackson, I know that the listeners were blessed by tonight's message. I knew I was truly blessed by the word on tonight. This was the word that I needed for myself on tonight. And like I just said, at your word, Jesus, we got to activate our faith so we can receive all the blessings.
Mm-hmm.
See, we have to give God something to work with. Because mm-hmm. God is going to do his part. But we got to, he does a phrase that says, God's waiting on you. You're waiting on God. No, God, people say, you're waiting on God. No, God is waiting on you to do your part so he can do his.
Yes,
he's
indeed.
He's going to do his until you do your part first. So you got to give God something to work with. So I am opening up the phone lines right now for all of you that have dialed in. And as I always say, and it's true, we have a lot of people that dials in, but they don't say anything, but I thank God for them as well. So right now, the phone lines are open for all of you that have dialed in. If you have a question for Overseer Jackson on tonight, or if you're blessed by the word on tonight, the phone lines are open right now. Anyone?
Yes. That was a nice word tonight. I enjoyed it.
I'm trying to get this
and
out.
And it's time for you to play one of our old songs. You ain't played now in a while.
All right, baby. All right.
You have a good night, baby.
All right. Thank you, sweetheart.
James,
we got to find some of them old songs.
Oh, yes. You and I, we got to find some. Oh, yes. That was my cousin, Sister Mary Ann King from Greensboro, North Carolina. Over to you, Jackson. Sister Mary Ann King. Mary Ann, by chance, is Essie on the line with you or anyone else?
I got two of them on the line. I got Essie and Irene.
What's the other person's name?
Irene.
Sister Irene, do you have anything, any words for our guest on tonight from Washington, D.C.? Were you blessed by the word on tonight? Sister Irene? Or Aunt Essie?
Hi.
Hey, praise the Lord. Aunt Essie, how are you this evening?
Praise the Lord, baby. I enjoyed the message.
Amen.
Just keep
praise
on, keep on, keep on. And I'm going to keep on until the last day.
All right.
Amen.
Keep on.
Amen.
Keep y'all in prayer and y'all keep me in prayer.
You sure will, most definitely. Thank you so much, Essie. Anyone else? The phone number.
All right.
Anyone else? Yes.
Good evening, Overseer Jackson and Brother James Brown. How y'all doing this evening?
I'm fine, thank you.
Brother Overseer Jackson, I am so glad to hear your voice tonight. I am certainly glad that I was able to tune in tonight because all of us have been there, and that we thank you for your transparent message, and it was encouraging to my heart. Because you gave us a testimony tonight. Because when we are faithful to God, he is faithful to us.
Yes,
he is.
And thank you, James, for your thought for tonight. God responds to us by our faith. Amen to that. Amen. So glad to hear y'all's voice. God bless you. Thank you for encouraging us tonight.
You're welcome, baby. Be encouraged.
Thank you so much, Mr. Graham. Welcome to the same game. Anyone else? The phone lines are still open. Anyone else? Praise the Lord. I just want to give everybody an opportunity to have dialed in. If you want to give Overseer Jackson words of encouragement or you just blessed by the word, please let us know. Well, listen, once again, tonight, Overseer Jackson, I want to say to you, you stay encouraged because you have an awesome ministry. God is truly blessing you. God is truly using you for his glory. So no matter what the enemy tried to throw your way, you stand on God's word because you are truly being a blessing to the body of Christ, and we know that God is truly glorified through you. And we just want to continue to lift you up in prayer that God will continue to use you for his glory. Because the word of God says, no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, he shall condemn. And again, he is a promise keeper. Thank you for this word on tonight. I needed this word for myself. And I'm like Sister Gwen on tonight. You were very, very transparent. And I like that. Because a lot of ministers of the gospel, they're not transparent at all.
Excuse me. One of the things I learned, and I learned that one time by watching Jesus when he appeared to the disciples after he had risen, and Thomas he called Thomas to him and said, I need you to check my hands and I need you to look at my, put your hands in my side. And what he did was he said, sometimes you have to show folks your scars. You got to let them know that you hurt. You got to let them know that you hurt and bleed just like they do. That just because because you're in ministry does not mean that you're exempt from hurt and pain and heartaches. But they need to see your scars. Open up and let them know. I wasn't who you see me I wasn't yesterday who you see me as today. I got a history. But God didn't negate my future because of my past. My goodness. I got a past just like you do. Glory to God.
That's right. Yes. Now, that's a word. That's another message all by itself. So, and it's true. It is the gospel.
You know I've just written it down, so I'm going to do something with it.
You know, but I know that's right. Listen, Overseer Jackson, you just don't know how I am so grateful how the Lord allowed our paths to cross. I love how he connects his people together because you are such a blessing to this worldwide ministry. You just don't know how much of a blessing that you really are to the people that
to
God
this day, to this to God this day, I don't know. To this day, I don't know what made you call me. I mean, you just called me out of the blue. And after we started talking, it just gelled. I said, look at God. Look at what he did. Wow.
That's it right there. I say the same thing. Look at God. But I like something else that you said in your message on tonight. And even as Christians, I have to check myself sometimes. Sometimes we need to learn how to be more humble as Christians, and we need to learn how to check our attitudes.
Yes.
I don't care if you are a pastor. If you're an overseer, if you're a prophet or a prophetess, whatever your position in the kingdom is, whatever your title is, sometimes we get lifted up in pride. And the word of God said pride always comes before the fall. So we have many people in the body of Christ. They use their titles, and they think they can just talk to people any kind of way. They think
can't
they can
do
just
that.
Do whatever they want to. That's not pleasing to God. So we got to learn how to be humble. We got to learn how to be meek and humble, and we got to watch our attitude, how we approach God.
Yes.
And not only God, but we got to be careful how we approach God's people.
Yeah, that's true.
So that being said, listen, Overseer Jackson, do you mind? I'm going to ask you if you don't mind if you would please close us out in prayer on tonight.
All right. Father, we thank you. We praise and magnify and glorify your name. We bless you for this time that we've had to spend together. And we certainly ask you in the name of Jesus to look on your saints everywhere, Father. Protect and keep them. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come to them. Rebuke all robbers and thieves and fires in the home. All kinds of catastrophes. If there's sickness in their body, send a sense of healing. But God, do what needs to be done. In this time of inflation, make sure that they eat well and they can pay their bills. You said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell there. You said that you were our shepherd and we shall not want. Now bring that thing to pass and let these folks get out and tell folk about the goodness of God. Folk are dying. God, we need to give them a word. We need to give them a word. Strengthen in the homes. If there's problems in the home, fix it. Where there's no peace, send peace. We want you to go into Israel and the other places and do what you have to do. But we know that peace will not come until you come, God. We ask you now in the name of Jesus to just help us.
I don't know about Putin, but you said rest not your fret not yourself because of evildoers. I don't know about Trump, and you said that they would soon be cut off, and I'm looking for you to do what you said you were going to do. Help us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And alas, our kids, God, look on our children and save them. Save them from their cells. Save them from a burning hell. Save them, God. Help them, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you. Amen.
Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much, Overseer Jackson. Listen, we're going to close out with, I give you praise. No matter what it looks like, no matter what we're going through, God is still worthy of our praise. And as I always say, I'm going to continue to say, I'm asking you all to continue to pray for this worldwide ministry platform. It is truly growing. I love what God is doing through it. And I know that it's nobody but God. So it is marvelous in our eyes. So I'm continuing to pray for you all, the listeners. I'm asking you all to continue to pray for me and this worldwide ministry that it will continue to be what God has called and ordained for it to be, because we know it's all about him. It's not about us. Until the next time, continue to know that I love you, but guess what? God loves you even more. Until the next time, good night.
So much I owe.